Now, did people ever have
that? And sometimes they had to make benches.
Oh, they would?
The tenant farm, as you see. Now, my and growing up, mother worked, as you said, at the boss man's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose there. I remember I went there a time or two. But I don't remember going in the living room even that, because in those days, you know, you went in the kitchen as far as you went, unless they had you to go further to do some work or something. Mm-hmm. And since I didn't work there, the kitchen was as far as I got. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, like a piece of furniture like what he's sitting on, what do you call that when you're...
I really don't know. I'm back there then, because we didn't have...
You didn't have, yeah.
A couch or a divan or whatever you would.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering, did you ever hear people, when they first started getting these, did they call them sofa, or did you ever hear anybody refer to that as a sofa?
Now, thinking back, I really don't remember too much as to what. Was it a sofa, or was it a Davenport?
Oh, Davenport. That's kind of an old, might be kind of an old word.
I believe it mostly used to say that. I think it's one of your older words.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's very good. Yeah. Well, also, in the way of like a bedroom furniture, what about a piece of furniture that would have drawers in it, like to put clothes in?
You called it, I think, wasn't it a bureau drawer? Bureau or something like that, seems to me they called it. Instead of chest of drawers, you say bureau.
It's drawer. A bureau.
Right.
Well, now, would that have a mirror on it or not?
I don't remember a chest of drawers with mirror. But now, you know, we used to buy what you call the chiffero. That's when the tenants and the colored people began to kind of begin to clear a little money out the cotton and fall over here, and everybody was buying what you call chiffero.
Yeah, now what was that like?
And you know, it had drawers down one side and a mirror down on this side with the door open back, and you hung your clothes in
it.
You
could hang your clothes
in
that, yeah.
And then
yeah.
This side was the drawers where you put things. Well, it was a little small mirror up here, and this door was a long mirror on the door. Then after you closed the chiffero, you see, you could look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And then this little small glass up here so you could stand and comb your hair. Now that was called a chiffero. And that's what most everybody began to get. And then a little further on, that's what we could get a bedroom suit, three pieces, you know. Because now when I first married, I thought we was doing very well. We moved into this brand new house and had a bedroom suit and the dresser, the mirror to it. Of course, the furniture then was much better than it is now. It was about that tall, you know, and about that wide on this dresser, chest, and bed. Huh? I was housekeeping. What are you talking about?
Sure, that was fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had a rocker and two sitting chairs.
Uh-huh.
That was furniture from the furniture store.
Yeah.
And at that day and time, the young people wasn't doing that too much. I was doing very well.
Well, you were for that day and time, by heaven. Oh, really though, they're not hard questions though. That's the thing. They're just things that you haven't thought about. They're just common things, but things you haven't really thought about in a long time. That's the thing about it. Well, this, now, these shift robes, they, now, would they take the place of like a built-in,
closet,
yeah,
now. That's right.
That's what I was wondering.
You have your closets now instead
of
chiffero.
Instead
of chiffero. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I was from the description of it, I thought maybe that would be.